Hello, and welcome to Saving People, Queering Things, the Supernatural podcast where we talk about road trips, ghosts, and free will. And today, we're excited to jump into season 5 and bring you all of our queer theories about the angels, the demons, the Winchesters, and Lucifer himself.
It's our season 5 preview episode. Ta-da!
I'm so excited to be here, and I can't believe we're taking such a long break between this motherfucker getting out of the ground. Like, he's just rising up.
Yep. Lucifer's here. Apocalypse is coming.
It's the brothers' fault.
Apocalypse now, kiddo.
Yes. I'm August. My pronouns are they, them.
I'm Noah. My pronouns are he, him.
I'm Elena. My pronouns are she, they. And it's season 5, baby. I'm so excited.
It's the end of the Kripke era. We're coming up on the first era of Supernatural. Like, this is it. This is where we've been going towards from season 1.
Damn. It feels good. It feels big. Like, they've definitely been building up to it. You know, it's the culmination of everything we've seen so far.
Yeah. Like, this is the plan that Kripke allegedly had from the beginning. He had 5 seasons, apparently.
Which I have questions about, because he also said he didn't think about angels until season 4. So I don't know quite how that works and makes any sense.
How are you planning all this angel action without
when you were like, I don't want angels.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like, what a different series we would have had there been no angels.
God, yeah, if we have Lucifer rising, but we don't have angels. We just have demons versus the Winchesters.
I mean, he may have had some sort of like monster or fiction from a different religion in place.
Yeah. But
it's not.
Kripke not using typical Christian mythology sounds unlikely.
Yeah, we have to wait till after the Kripke era for that. And even then. Yeah.
And even then.
We're going to lean pretty hard on Christian mythology. What are we excited for in season 5? Noah, what are you excited for?
Ooh, I just really want to see some of these super badass characters that they've introduced and then forgotten about. Ellen and Joe specifically. I want to see them come back in a big way, not in a sad way, but it's Supernatural. So I want to see more of Bobby, because I love everything he does, and you know, seeing his growth into more of their father figure. More their father, less their father figure, you know?
It's really solidified by the end of season 4.
Yeah.
The role that Bobby has, you know, the role that Bobby has. Like, Bobby's explicitly said it to them.
Yeah.
They're his boys.
Yeah. He can't do anything to harm them. He can't bring himself. But I just love seeing his journey and can't wait to see more of that. I would love to see some new characters pop up. Anna's out there. Where the hell is she at? I want to see a continuation of her story.
Good question. I'm curious about how you feel about the plot lines that we've kind of like led into through season 4, and what you think is going to happen based on your limited knowledge.
Yeah. So all I've got really is that the angels wanted this all to happen just so they could shrug off God's whole plan and fight the demons, because fuck it. Why not? We're powerful as hell. We're kind of bored, so let's eradicate this problem once and for all by giving the demons their, you know, their fighting chance. I don't know. Doesn't make a ton of sense, but I would say there's got to be some sort of other plan in place higher up than Zachariah, maybe. And
okay.
You know, maybe Chuck's got some thoughts about what's really going down.
Okay.
All I know is the boys better be good with each other. You know.
We've just sat through a really challenging season for their relationship.
Absolutely.
See, it's funny that that's the direction you went with that sentence, because I thought you were about to describe you and I sitting through a really challenging session of listening to Noah say all that and neither of us reacting.
Yeah.
You did great.
I mean,
I'm impressed.
I just like, let me ask open-ended questions.
Yeah.
And see, and not reveal anything if Noah accidentally stumbles onto the truth.
Yeah, you did great.
Which we'll neither confirm nor deny at this time.
Is there anything, Noah, we asked you this at the beginning of last season as well. Is there anything you actually know about season 5?
Not that I really know is from season 5.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I know. Well, okay. obviously some slight spoilers ahead in some form of way. I don't know.
Which,
for sure.
You know, we don't, again, we and Elena and I are not going to confirm or deny that Noah is correct or incorrect, or if he's incorrect, but yeah. About what season. Just,
yeah, we don't know
if
anything.
You're listening.
So I feel like, I know they get into alternate realities and shit, and world ends multiple times, and I feel like they fail this season and it kicks off a whole other AU or something. I don't quite remember when that starts, but I know it. I mean, we're already trickling into that era of
interesting
meta.
Interesting.
I hope it's
soon. I
have
no thoughts on that whatsoever.
Okay.
Not at all. Yeah, that's
not a thought behind these eyes.
And I know that Cass is, you know, taking his first steps into free will with Dean last episode. And if Anna's his big mentor in those steps, that means her clock is ticking. So it's going to be a little rough there, but it'll be great to see Cass do some more free will related decisions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
Oh, it's going to be good. All right. This is, like probably, it's hard to pick a favorite, but this is like one of my top seasons, season 5.
I think it's arguably one of the best seasons.
I think a lot of people would say it's the best season.
Yeah.
Like it's single season.
Okay. It's, so far, 4 yeah. has been my favorite, for sure.
I think 4 is maybe just tier below, like, in a lot of people's minds in terms of, like,
but there are
line.
Certain episodes that tip season 5 over the edge for being fair. The best.
And I think season 5 is, like, a culmination of, like we said, like, season 5 is the last year that Eric Kripke was a showrunner. It's the season that kind of brings together everything that he was doing in the first 5 seasons, and is kind of, as a result, he's kind of finishing certain elements of that story. Obviously, the show didn't end in season 5, so, you know, what he finishes up is something we're going to let Noah discover. But there's a, like, I think that sense of closure, like, that they were attempting to bring with the season 5 is part of why it's such a strong season.
I just remembered another thing that I feel like is from 5. This is when Crowley shows up, right? King of Hell, all that bit. I feel like he shows up this season because Lucifer is here. But I know Crowley's coming, and I know that his interactions are going to be great. And I feel like it's probably soon. No.
We'll see.
Neither confirm.
I want more
deny.
Angel politics.
Okay.
Or otherworldly politics, whether that's demonic or angel or whoever.
We did start to dip our toe into that, the angel politics, just a little bit in 4, and it was really interesting.
I've been getting really into the Mass Effect games because the Legendary Edition was recently free on PlayStation. It was beautiful.
Nice.
And I love exploring all the different cultures and politics, and just figuring out how they do what they do is so interesting. And I would love any opportunity that Supernatural could do to go into that.
That, like, world building piece.
Yeah.
Well, I can say, like, without it being really crazy spoilery, like, season 5 is good for world building. Season 5 does a lot with, like,
great for world building.
The world good. Building and with, you know, angels specifically. You're gonna,
it's
I think
a
you're
lore
gonna get
heavy season.
Very good. Lore heavy. And I think you're gonna be satisfied with some of the things that you're gonna get to see and find out this season that have been kind of hinted at previously. That you're
but never truly
to.
Confirmed. Okay.
Yeah.
So
other things will emotionally destroy you and make you never trust us again.
We didn't say it was a fun season.
It's not a blast.
It's got some really fun episodes. But speaking of episodes, Noah, what we want to do is we want to show you a list of the episode titles. I'm just going to do a quick check and make sure there's no massive spoilers hidden in just the titles before I do this, because that would be bad.
Well, if there is, I feel like that's on them.
We're good. There's nothing that, like, is a really obvious. I didn't think there was. Anyway, we're going to show you a list of the episode titles in season 5, and we want to hear any thoughts you have on them, and maybe a couple that you're particularly interested in. Or any that kind of, like, you have predictions about.
Okay.
And then we can come back to them when we get to those episodes.
Love it.
So I'll just let you look, and then
right off
can...
the bat, Sympathy for the Devil is a good start. It's very interesting. The End is the one I'm most drawn to at the beginning, because, like I was saying before, I know that the apocalypse stuff ends and happens. And if episode 4 right off the bat would be bold and wild. I can never not hear stuff about changing channels. So I'm excited for that one.
Iconic in the fandom. Probably one of the best episodes of legendary. All time. Also, was the 100th episode. So that'll be a really fun one okay. to do.
Fantastic.
It was a kind of a tribute to everything that had done. Isn't it the 100th? I think it's 100th of the show. Which one is 100th?
Point of no return.
99 Problems being the 99th episode kind of does.
You know what? Okay, never mind. Ignore me. Oops. I'm wrong.
No, but changing channels is great. I'm just
yeah. Anyway, fandom classic still.
Swap yes. meat. That one does look fun because, you know, meat is spelled different and that's fun. Dark Side of the Moon sounds interesting, but The Devil You Know and 2 Minutes to Midnight sound very interesting. Swan Song is not. We're going to move on from that. I don't like that title.
You don't like that title, Swan Song?
No.
As a season finale?
No, because it implies finality and death, and I don't want that. So we'll go with Sympathy for the Devil is a fun title, and The End for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Elena, obviously you've seen all the episodes, but what maybe 2 or 3 episodes are you most excited to talk about this season?
Well, my favorite episode of the whole show is in this season, Point of No Return. So I'm very excited to talk about that one.
The actual 100th episode.
Yeah.
I can't count, guys.
Did you know that's the 100th episode? No,
And I'm also really, really stoked for Changing Channels, of course, because it's classic. It's quintessential. But I think the 2 episodes that I'm probably the most excited to watch Noah watch or like get Noah's reaction to are Free to Be You and Me and Song Remains the Same. Those are the 2 where I'm like, I can't wait for Noah to get to those episodes.
I don't like the connection of The Song Remains the Same and Swan Song. Being 513 seems to be about the hiatus point, you know, of the season. And
yes it is.
Yeah.
Was it the episode right before the mid-season break?
I'm
Elena?
Pretty sure. I got into it in season 6, so I would have just missed that.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm not 100% sure.
And then come back with a Valentine's Day episode.
I can look this up.
Like. Yeah, and then can't come back. Yeah, it might have been actually, because then the next one is the My Bloody Valentine, which I believe was timed around Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I think my favorite episodes in this season are The End and Swan Song, probably followed by Free to Be You and Me. So those are 3 that I'm super looking forward to talking about.
Okay.
In terms of like ones I'm excited for Noah to see, I think similarly, I'm really excited for you to see The End. I think it's one you're going to really like, just from an episode standpoint, as well as from a plot and like overall show standpoint. I think you're going to like Real Ghostbusters quite a bit. I think it's going to be a fun one.
It feels like the Ghost Facers would come back on that sort of episode.
Another one I think, and it's been a while since I've seen this one, so we'll see if this holds up. I think you might quite enjoy Hammer of the Gods from a lore point of view.
That one's a fun lore episode.
Dope.
And I did
look it up. We were wrong, actually. That is not the mid-season break. The mid-season break came after Abandon All Hope.
Oh, I was
hope.
About to say, I think I actually know where the mid-season break came. Yeah, that earlier. Actually, right. Just,
Noah,
well,
I'm
just
not
under...
looking forward to you seeing that one. That one
I
have feelings about.
There's a lot of really, really good episodes this season. It is hard to pick, and we can't say anything more without giving spoilers, but I think you're going to like this a lot now. I think it might compete with season 4.
Okay, good. One thing I am very excited for this season, and I'm looking here at our episodes and all the themes we're going to discuss them through this season, because we're making a slight change to our setup. Did one of y'all want to give us a little bit more information about that?
So this season, we wanted to do something a little differently in terms of themes. And something that I bought this year was the Supernatural Tarot deck. That is this really beautiful tarot deck where all of the cards are different characters from all 15 seasons of Supernatural. And so Elena and I sat down kind of already knowing season 5, knowing the episodes, knowing thematically what this season is doing. And we pulled cards, we talked about them. And so we've assigned a card to each episode. And we'll kind of be talking about the episode through some of the themes of that card. If we might pull out a specific word or theme from that card and kind of use that to help guide our discussion. Elena, do you want to say anything else on that?
I'm just really stoked that this is like the method we're going with, because I've really come to love tarot in the last few years. And I think listeners are going to be really excited by the ones that we've picked for the episodes. Like, we had some that just like jumped out where we just pulled the card and were like, this is absolutely it. And then there were some that like we picked specifically because we're like, the themes of this card and the themes of this episode are going to slap.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really...
I don't want to give them away because I feel like it'll have more impact.
Yes. Knowing,
but oh, yeah. The one I do want to abandon all hope. Abandon all hope. We're doing the Tower.
If you know anything about tarot and you know anything about the Tower card, that may, and you know anything about that episode, that may ping something for you. If you don't know anything about tarot, that is not going to be a barrier to this season. We'll be doing explanations.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Particularly, Elena has a lot of experience, and so we're going to use their experience and our own and just make some, hopefully, some meaningful connections. And we'll be showing the cards as well. We'll like tell you about the supernatural card and the way they've interpreted particular cards for this deck, because it's a really gorgeous, gorgeous deck with some gorgeous art. So very excited about this.
Love it. I can't wait, so honestly.
Fun. Yeah.
One other little tidbit. We want to be able to be sustainable and do more giveaways and interact more with our fans and, you know, connect more about this show that we all love. And one of the ways we might end up doing that is a support system.
Yeah. So one thing we are planning on launching this season is a platform for subscribers to support the show and get some perks from supporting the show. So we're working out the details of what that's going to look like, but stay tuned on our social media and through our episodes, and we will share about that when that is ready to launch. But we are planning on launching it.
So stay tuned for more information on that later on down the season. But that is all we have for you today, folks. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride on season 4. And we are so excited to have you with us going into season 5.
Yes, we are so grateful for all of you and for your contributions to the podcast, for your comments and your interest. Those of you who are on our Discord and who are...
Our Discord is so cool.
We're having so much fun. And if you are not a part of the Discord, we would love to have you come and join us. It's a fun place where we get to connect more with all of you and talk about the episodes and share projects we're working on, just building a little listener community. And it's really fun. And it's been a highlight of season 4 for me, is seeing that community grow.
For sure. Absolutely.
Thank you all for being a part of this show in whatever way you were part of it, whether you were a listener or commenter or however you have chosen to engage with us. We are endlessly grateful for all of you. It means a lot that we've been able to make this show for 4 seasons and
getting right into 5.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
You can find links to our social media and join our Discord server through our website, queeringthingspodcast.com. And if you are all caught up on Supernatural, and if you want to go back to before the beginning, you can listen to August along with our friends Beth and KJ over at Wayward Parents, with updates at Wayward Parents on Twitter or on Tumblr at Wayward Parents Pod.
Be sure to ride along with us next week as we explore season 5, episode 1, Sympathy for the Devil, through the theme of family.
Thank you all for coming along for the ride, and we wish you a peaceful road until we meet again.